Does everybody understand what we're doing? Okay.
Yes.
I'd like to call the committee back into order after a recess to get a motion formed that's going to be presented right now. Congressman Potts.
Make a motion to direct the budget analyst and legislative council to prepare a committee substitute incorporating budgets contained in Communication 18580, FY19 Diabetes Budget Amended, Communication 18592, the FY19477, and the HASDA Budgets Amendment, Communication 18601, the FY19 Prevention and MSPI Budget, the FY19 Prevention and SPF PFS Budget, the FY19 Prevention and Native Connections, and the FY19 Prevention and Wajaji Youth Council Budget, Communication 18615, the FY19 Health Career Summer Program Budget Amended, and Communication 18624, amended budgets for the Wheela, Pawhuska, Hominy, Fairfax, and Scottsdale.
And
amendments made by committees of jurisdiction that have been reported to the Appropriations Committee as of 9/24/18.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion to the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Motion passes. So what I want to say here is what this is practically is going to do is a committee substitute with the committee's authorization is going to be formed by Ms. Sneed and Mr. Gill, and it will be presented at our next Appropriations Committee meeting with all of the amendments, new budgets incorporated in. And Ms. Sneed, I'm going to give the floor back to you. I don't believe we've covered what the function of these new prevention budgets has done for us, and then I'd like to take a look at the bottom line again, okay?
Okay. And so here in the section, I put together all the prevention budgets. It included the new SPF, PFS federal grant. And so with the prevention MSPI, we do have an increase of $2,200. The Native Connections, there's an increase of $1,238. And with the Youth Council, we have a decrease of $187,000, $826,000, which this would be out of tribal funds, which puts us at a decrease out of, well, no, just this one, because that's federal. Mm-hmm. At a decrease of $187,926.
Out of tribal funds.
Out of tribal funds.
Correct, because those two totals that you gave that was an increase, those were an increase because of a federal funds. Okay, so is there any questions about this? This gave us a really good boost back on the tribal funds. Okay, I'm good with that. And so
I have a question.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Is that 20,000? No, that's direct assistance. Okay.
Okay. So I think that we're about at the end of this meeting, quite possibly. I think we need to go back and look at the legislative request spreadsheet and look at the balances on it. And is there going to be any more changes? Is this up to date and current of where we are on our appropriations requests in total? Is that the numbers that I'm seeing reflected at that bottom line?
I'm going to have a tracker on it.
I have mine right here. So
Chair?
Yes, Congressman Potts.
There's only two pieces of legislation have been filed after 68. So 1868, there's 1869, yeah. 1870, neither of which contain an appropriation. So that should be as up to date as possible. Well.
So that is, if everything would pass as presented right now, there's an appropriation bill, that would be the, we'd have $173,895 remaining in the general treasury. Is that correct?
Yes.
And we're still going to have to make a decision about the capital asset improvement fund. I believe the Commerce Committee is going to try to get that all on the table at one time. And our final column is the remaining balance and retained revenue. Should, and I guess both of those bills that were requested out of the retained revenue have passed Congress now, and I guess one's awaiting the signature of the chief, correct?
I believe 1854 has been signed, I believe.
Right, I believe it has too.
Yes.
And
we passed out the village, Great Horse Village today. So that's where we sit right now. Just wanted to go ahead and I don't really need a motion. I'll have Ms. Snead go ahead and print out this document again and email it to Congress and let them know where we currently are. That looks a little bit better. Do you have anything else that you wanted to talk with us about?
Well, I just want to mention, and you might be aware, but this is a reflection with the revised budgets.
Okay.
So if the revised budgets weren't approved, this would change this number.
Well, I think we've already done all of the, all of the things that we have to do to get that to happen within the bill that they sit in. So I think we're good to go on that. Does anybody else have anything else now?
So what's the bottom line? Is that the bottom line for all of these?
If the things, the numbers in the bills, as they're presented right now, and they sit right now with the incorporation of those new budgets and the committee amendment, well, I don't know what the committee amendments will be.
Those should already be
reflected here in this number.
Already be included.
Okay. So it should be
98% commented on that.
Should be reflected. So that's where our bottom line is. Now, my question to this committee, and I'm going to ask, is there any recommendation this committee wants to make to Congress, to report to Congress, other than sending an enlarged version of this document? Congresswoman Edwards.
I think we should, in narrative, state where the status, I know the numbers are there, but I think we should state in narrative where we are right now. In other words, I can't see the headings, but explaining what all is in there, if all the bills pass, however you're gonna say it, you've got a surplus of estimated net of $173,000, $173,895 in the general fund, $880,000 deficit in the economic development fund, and what was the third one? $428,436 in the retained revenue fund.
So you would like me to type a little narrative out? Do you want that to be in the form of a committee report, or do you want us just to report that through me to people's emails?
I personally think it should be in a committee report.
Congressman Mason.
Try to keep this germane. Talking about surplus and debits, but historically, if you recall, when do we get the number of the amount of money that has not been spent, that's been turned back into the Treasury from the, when does that happen?
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Congressman Mason, that number is already reflected in the retained revenue fund. We've already spent.
We've already spent that.
All but $400,000.
Never mind.
However, are we supposed to get an audit report?
We should have. Yes, and I don't know where we stand on that, but usually the treasurer and the auditing firm give an audit report for the previous fiscal year in the CISO session. So I think quite possibly that the speaker Walker's handling that right now to see where we are on that. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. So, yeah, no carryover. It's gone.
Yeah. Have to wait till next year.
Yes. So there we are.
Spend it then.
So, I guess I would entertain a motion to report to Congress.
Well,
yeah. What do you want the?
I mean, I think if you'll circulate the committee report, putting what language in it we just talked about, we can sign it and you can report out.
Just a while ago.
I need to know what language you want in the committee report.
That's what I need to know too. If you want to report.
Well, see, there's a section in the committee report called amendments and explanations. So you may want to write down the explanation in it.
Well, if we're going to report to Congress, then it needs to be a report. What is the report to Congress?
Well,
sometimes we report we're at 95% of spending, hold all appropriation bills, or this is a recommendation of the committee. Pass this
okay,
bill,
then
don't
I need
pass
a,
this
then
bill.
Then I need a five-minute recess to write it down.
So moved. Such a motion. Second.
All in favor of a recess, say yes.
Yes.
You can't tell her to just write down what she wants.
We're recessing to write down a committee report.